lyrics of this song are absolutely disgusting. Fuck all night, fuck all night. Eat it like I need an apron on. Sorry if I gave a random erection. Great, it's all well and good, you know, enjoy the fucking while you can, kids. While you're in your 20s, please God, if you can avoid it, don't have kids in your 20s. Get the fucking done in your 20s. Because life becomes something different in your 30s. And you need to know this, you need to know. You need to know. If you're in your 20s, what's coming down the line? And this is everyone, right? There aren't any exceptions on this journey. And it's a journey, the destination of which they try and hide from you. But you need to know. You need to know, so listen good. When you get with someone, it's great, isn't it? The fucking is happening. She's eating it like she needs an apron on. It's all great. And you start to go on holidays, that's what you do. You're both in your 20s and you have spare cash, and so you both equally pay for a holiday. And you maybe go to Europe for your first holiday if you live where I do, and then maybe New York and farther afield. And it's so fucking exciting because you're paying equally for these holidays. So that's two people paying for two people to go on holiday. Then what happens next? You have kids, don't you? One, two, and if you're mental, three kids. You don't go on holiday for a few years, you know, maybe a caravan. And that's fucking terrible, because you want your old life back. But now only one of you is working, because the other person has to do childcare. So now one of you is paying for holidays for five people. And because you're addicted to holidays and you've been to the local places where you were as a couple in your 20s, and because it's now the one thing in your year that is something different to slogging it in a job you hate for these kids, you still go further afield. You go to Florida, San Diego, Australia. You take the kids and it costs you £4,000 just for the flights. Just to have a fucking two-year-old sitting on you. A two-year-old, oh, that's full price. You just sit there with a crying two-year-old all the way to Australia. Think, what the fuck am I doing? And when you get there, the kids seem to be enjoying it. But they're too young, aren't they, to really appreciate it? And you ask them when you get a bit older, do you remember? Do you remember going to West Coast America? Great Wall of China? Thailand beaches? Sydney Opera House? And they say, no. No, I do remember a really long pier. That was fun. And you say, that was Southend. That was an hour away from London by car. I may as well have taken you to Southend every year because we didn't enjoy it when we went to the Sydney Opera House. You just moaned all the time. You fuckers don't even remember it. But you keep doing it. You keep doing it. You both are so stressed. One with the kids, one with a job that they hate. One of you is building this bubble for the other person. A comfortable bubble where they can just do childcare and write a book that will never be published. They will do literally anything to help out. I will do literally anything for you. Yeah, that's literally anything, but go back to fucking work and help out financially. So one of you has to work your fingers to the fucking bone in a job you hate. So they're never actually in the bubble that they're building. And then eventually, as happened to a friend the other day, their heart just gives out. The stress, 10, 15 years of slogging it for a bubble that they're never in, their heart just gives out. that bubble can burst immediately. The bubble you've built for someone else, it's pierced and you don't even know it. The air starts to suck out of it as the air starts to suck out of your life and of your heart. You know when you're in your 20s and your heart bursts because you're so in love? Look after that heart. Because if you don't get off that path, it might burst for real. And if you think this won't be you, I'm sorry. It will be. Or more probably, it already is. Sorry. I just thought you need to know. Lots of love to you all.